The Baltimore Sports Free For All.
The Orioles have come down with the flu. Is that would be an excuse for their post All-Star slump?
You could say that because Buck Showalter had to get sent home because of the flu. Chris Davis, Manny Machado had to get out of the lineup on Wednesday's game.
Weeters was also sidelined with the flu. It's like it's spreading around the entire organization. It's rampant.
Yep, Hyunsoo Kim on the 15-day disabled list. It just seems like nothing can go right for the Baltimore Orioles since they started the second half of the MLB season. Granted, taking 2 out of 3 on the road against the Tampa Bay Rays, but going up against a Yankee starting rotation that is just as unfavorable as the Orioles' current starting situation, Orioles' bats just could not get started going up to the Bronx.
There was that, and on Wednesday night, they were surpassed for first place in the AL East by the Boston Red Sox, who are white hot right now.
Exactly, especially getting Drew Pomeranz in a trade. Of course, Drew Pomeranz is going to be a wild card for the team. Who knows how he'll pan out with David Price and Stephen Wright in the rotation. But yeah, I mean, you do look at other factors going in because we've seen teams make trades going into the second half as opposed to waiting for the July 31st trade deadline. And with the Baltimore Orioles situation right now, you're looking at a 53-40 record, second place in the AL East. Mind you, only a half-game lead in that part of the division, in that ranking, with Toronto following suit. And oh yeah, by the way, with your three-game losing streak against the New York Yankees, you have now propelled the Yankees into the conversation.
And now you're talking, well, maybe going into the playoffs as the division winner, you might be talking now, well, wild card playing game coming right up.
Yep, exactly. And as we look at the second half, going from Friday, July 15th to the date of this podcast, Wednesday, July 20th, Orioles won 4-3 against Tampa Bay, 2-1 against Tampa Bay on Saturday, 5-2 against Tampa Bay, actually losing 5-2, I should say, on Sunday, with Dylan Bundy making a start. Unfortunately for one Mr. Bundy, throwing a couple bad home run pitches there.
Well, 10 days rest, too. It's like, wow, they really rushed this guy out there all of a sudden just for... It was kind of out of nowhere, to tell you the truth. It's just like, oh, here's Dylan Bundy. He's starting on Sunday. Kind of like, how, oh, here's Matt Wieters. He'll be here tomorrow. What?
Yeah, and I remember on the last episode of the Free For All, we were talking about the All-Star break and the second half and how I proposed a question to you. Will Dylan Bundy make at least one start for the remainder of the season? And you said you were against it because he needs to get his arm strength back up and just to get him ready and, you know, up to speed for 2017 as a starter. But yeah, that was the worst we've seen of Dylan Bundy so far. And he's actually been respectable out of the bullpen. And then, of course, being respectable out of the bullpen doesn't always necessarily mean that you're going to be respectable out of the gate as a starter.
No, and we remember why baseball pitchers go to the bullpen is because they were starters that failed.
Yep. And then, of course, Monday from July 18th to Wednesday, July 20th, you had a case of the flu, a case of bad offense, and I guess you could say a case of bad pitching as well, as the Orioles dropped the first 3 of a 4-game series against the New York Yankees on the road, losing 2-1 on Monday, 7-1 on Tuesday, and on the recording of this podcast, Wednesday, July 20th, losing 5-0. And oh yeah, not to mention all of your starting pitchers losing those games as well. None of them got carried over into extra innings or late innings or anything like that. So now you've lost a competitive edge, as it seemed, in your last 4 games. Now, looking at the remainder of the schedule ahead, the Orioles could get a morale boost if things go their way this weekend. Of course, they got a tall task ahead. Thursday, July 21st, which would be tomorrow, the recording of this podcast, 1-0-5 start, Chris Tillman taking the mound, 13-2 record against CC Sabathia. So the big question is, can Chris Tillman stop the proverbial bleeding of this Baltimore Orioles 4-game losing streak? Mind you, the 3rd losing streak the Orioles have had this year with 4 games or more. Remember, 5 is the deadly number for the Orioles. That's the most games they've lost in a row this season.
Yeah, and Tillman did it last time. He was the stopper during the last losing streak that the Orioles had pre-All-Star break before they went on a little bit of a tear after they had their 7-game winning streak. So Tillman could be the one that stops the bleeding, and yeah, it's definitely necessary right now, because if you lose any more games and you keep losing, then the AL East just becomes harder and harder to grab, especially now the Yankees and the Blue Jays are in the fold.
And here is a big test for the Orioles coming up, though. Friday, July 22nd through Sunday, July 24th, the Cleveland Indians stop into town to take on the Baltimore Orioles.
With that rotation, now, mind you, it's
56-38 record, by the way, first in the AL Central.
Yeah, mind you, with that rotation, the Orioles have historically, over the last couple of years, they've done well against the pitchers that were aces and everybody else that were just juggernauts in terms of starting pitching and can't go against the scrubs, so to speak, which we saw in the Bronx in New York with the way they performed against the Yankees. But they could probably do something against the Indians and surprise you.
Yep, and also they'll be followed up by the power-hitting Colorado Rockies from Monday, July 25th through Wednesday, July 27th. Now, looking at this, the starting pitching projections here for the upcoming series against the Cleveland Indians, and this is going to make you cringe, Ray, because it seems so lopsided. Okay, Dylan Bundy, 2-2, going up against Bauer, who's 7-3. Gausman, 1-7. Going against Tomlin, who's 10-2, and Vance Worley going up against Corey Kluber, who's 9-8. Yeah, if that is not a lopsided pitching projections for the upcoming weekend in any part of Major League Baseball, I don't know what is.
I don't think it's that lopsided. I mean,
it is pretty lopsided.
When you look at the records, I mean, 9-8. I mean, yeah, he won 9 games, but you're telling me he lost 8 games?
I know you hate wins. I know you hate wins and everything, but those numbers are...
I don't hate wins.
You think they're a meaningless stat.
No, I mean, I love wins because that's how you ultimately succeed in sports. I'm talking about the win-loss record for a pitcher.
Yeah, but
it's not a telling stat, is what I'm telling you.
Oh, it's not a telling stat at all. I mean, Kluber was 9-8, and he went to the All-Star game. Tillman, 13-2, didn't go to the All-Star game. But then again, he had an excuse since he pitched on the Sunday game before him.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been able to go anyway, regardless. So with that, yeah.
It would have just been a wasted roster seat.
It seems like they're lopsided stats, everything that's happening right now. But as I said, it could very well be the surprise series for the Baltimore Orioles, where they do rebound and go up against the Cleveland Indian team that is just gigantic right now. And then the Colorado Rockies, as you said, with their hot bats. Yeah. If they come out of both those series on top, then they're going to be in good shape. But if they play the way that it's projected on paper, it's not going to be so good. And you could probably say goodbye to the first place AL East playoff berth right then and there and just start playing for a wild card, I would think.
I definitely think the Orioles need to salvage the Thursday win if possible against the Yankees. Go at home, at least take 2 out of 3 against the Cleveland Indians, because You have to keep your morale in check, because if this tail spins into say a 9-game losing streak or 8-game losing streak.
Oh,
for
wow!
The Baltimore
I don't think it's gonna be that bad.
I don't think it's gonna be that bad, but if it does tailspin into that, we're gonna be talking about the Orioles being sellers instead of buyers going to the trade deadline. And also, mind you, the Baltimore Orioles 6-9 in their last 15 games, and that's dating back to the last couple series leading up to the first half break.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to keep that in mind with those gaudy numbers there.
It's definitely scary times now for the Birds. I mean, I wouldn't really hit the panic button just yet, because they only just lost first place on Wednesday, and the Red Sox lost it last time in June 4th. So there are rebounds that could very much well happen, and this division is topsy-turvy. But I just think that there's really zero room for error. The margin of error is definitely very, very small, and you're running out of games to where you can say, well, we've got plenty of games left. It's a long season. We've got plenty of games left. Well, you've pretty much now passed the halfway point, and this is gut check time. August and September is where Buck Showalter shines, though, so we'll see what he can do and what this team can do later on, especially after they recover from the flu. Good grief. I cannot believe that the flu has stricken an entire ball club in the middle of summer, you know?
Yeah, and as we look at the offensive numbers for the Orioles in our last week of play, definitely nothing to write home about whatsoever, unless you count guys who hit 2 home runs to be your offensive players of the week. Your best hitter overall, Ray, and this is where the problem is, Joey Rickard was your best hitter in 17 at-bats in his last 5 games played. 5-for-17, 1 double, 1 RBI, 294 batting average. You know who the next best hitter was? J.J. Hardy. 6-for-22, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs, 1 home run, 273 batting average, and it just gets worse from there. Can I talk about the batting averages of the rest of the team here?
Should we, or should we just let the numbers speak for themselves by saying, yeah, not so good, and with everything else that's happening? Yeah, Joey Rickard, I would say at the beginning of the season, you know, leading the club in average, that's a very good thing. But as of late, Joey Baseball has kind of slipped. His stock has gone down significantly. But
with the injury of Hyunsoo Kim, though, he is going to get more opportunities than he had.
This could be his chance for a rebound. And, yeah, that sucks about Hyunsoo Kim, though, getting injured, because that guy was also on the rise.
Valuable bat.
You were looking at his average, and he's actually the best hitter on the team if you don't factor in how many at-bats he's had versus everybody else.
Mark Trumbo, 227. Pedro Alvarez hit 2 home runs, 3 RBIs, but 211. Chris Davis, 200. Adam Jones, 167, followed by Jonathan Scope, 2 home runs, 2 RBIs, but batting 167.
And there's your reason why right then and there.
Manny Machado, 118 as well.
Oh, that's 100% the reason why, because those guys are the ones you expect to perform, Adam Jones especially.
And your all-star catcher, Matt Wieters, 1 for 11 in his last 4 games, .091 batting average.
Yeah, we shouldn't really talk about that too much, especially because... Yeah, well, Wieters.
So much for the all-star nod. Yeah, you're going to see those people talking about that soon if Matt Wieters doesn't heat up the bat soon.
Joe Mauer with power.
Yeah. Well, when you look at the Orioles pitching side of things, bullpen really holding up their end of the bargain a little bit. Brad Brock in his last 2 games had 2 scoreless innings pitched, 2 strikeouts, no walks. Zach Britton, who collected 2 saves in his last 3 games played, 2 1/3 scoreless innings, 4 strikeouts, 1 walk. How about this? Donnie Hart, who got called up from the AA Bowie Bay Sox in 3 games played, 2 2/3 scoreless innings, 2 hits allowed, and also got a strikeout, his first major league strikeout on Sunday against the Tampa Bay Rays.
Hey, good for him.
Exactly. So not a bad impression, not a bad first couple impressions you're making there in the bullpen there with Donnie Hart there.
Yeah, you need all the help that you can get, even though the bullpen is one thing with the Orioles pitching-wise that you don't really have to question too much. It's that starting rotation that everybody is harping on big time, and when your bats are cold, that spells even more trouble.
Well, with the exception of Chris Tillman, who actually got a win in his last start, giving up 1 earned run in 7 innings pitch, and then, of course, Kevin Gausman, once again, story of his life, getting the hard luck loss, 6 2/3 innings pitch, 2 earned runs, giving up 6 hits. Yeah, the rest of the pitching, not so good. Chaz Rowe, 4.50 ERA. Vance Worley, who got a loss on the record, 4.50 ERA. Giovanni Gallardo, 0-1, 5.25. Adrisimar Despaigne, 6.75 ERA. Michael Givens, 9 ERA, even though he's got a win on the record, probably didn't deserve that win. And, of course, Dylan Bundy getting a 10.8 ERA, getting the loss this past Sunday against the Tampa Bay Rays. 4 earned runs, 3 home runs given up overall in 3 1/3 innings pitched. I do agree with you, and we have stressed this on how many episodes. The Orioles starting rotation needs a wake-up call. They either need a wake-up call, they need a big call-up, they need something right now, because you can't survive the rest of the season on a strong bullpen, maybe or maybe not ace in Chris Tillman, and a hard luck pitcher in Kevin Gausman, because 3, 4, and 5 are in panic mode right now. It's pretty much, you know, and I don't mean to use this as a pun, they're in code orange right now. And they could be approaching code red going into August.